You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The presidency of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops were in Rome this month for their annual meetings with various dicasteries in the Roman Curia. The annual visit is an opportunity for the CCCB presidency to share with the Holy Father and his collaborators about the work of the Bishops of Canada and about the significant developments in the life of the Church. The delegation was led by the President, Bishop Douglas Crosby of Hamilton, and included the Vice President and the General Secretary of the conference. During their visit, they had the opportunity to meet with Pope Francis in a private audience. After the visit, Christopher Wells spoke with Bishop Crosby about what he shared with the Pope and about the Church in Canada.
Welcome, Bishop Crosby. It is very good to have you here. And I know the President and Vice President come every year to visit with the Holy See, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and the various dicasteries in the Roman Curia. Can you tell us a little bit about what you share with the Holy See when you come on these visits generally, and especially on this visit? What did you want to share with the Holy See about the Church in Canada?
Very good. We've done this for many years now, and usually once a year, and often for many days, so up to 2 weeks we come, and the General Secretary joins us. So it's, and we call it the visit of the Presidency. So the President, Vice President, and General Secretary. And when we meet with the heads of dicasteries, occasionally other staff members from the dicasteries, we will talk about, in a way, the state of the union, if you want, the state of the Church in Canada, and particularly relating to the dicasteries we're visiting. And we would also inform them about matters that might be of interest to them or of concern to them. So one of the things that we are sharing, one of the matters that we are sharing in various dicasteries is the whole question of euthanasia and assisted suicide, which is now law in Canada. Last year when we were talking with them, it was a proposal and a law was being developed, and we didn't know how it was going to unfold. But the government did produce legislation and which was voted on and passed in mid-June. And so we have it in place now. And so we're talking about what that means for the country and how it's unfolding, what the challenges are, the whole question of the conscience rights of doctors and other medical health professionals who may wish not to participate in this, and as well the conscience rights of the institutions, Catholic institutions and others, who don't want to be part of such a procedure. So we share on those. We had a very wonderful plenary this year, and we will often talk to the prefect or to the staff about topics that came up during the plenary that would relate to their dicasteries. So there's always a very interesting interchange, and we get to know them, they get to know us, and they get to know how the country, you know, the state of the union, how the country is.
And you normally have a chance to meet with the Holy Father as well, but also in your conversations with the different dicasteries, surely you take something back with you as well. What do you take from your visit to Rome and speaking with the various people here?
One of the things that happens is, as we talk, they will give advice or suggestions which may or may not guide us in decision-making. You know, for example, they will give us suggestions about who we might invite to the plenary to discuss one issue or another. Last year, when we were visiting the Academy for Life, they suggested that we invite Cardinal Ike from Utrecht to talk to us about the experience in Holland around the whole question of euthanasia, and not only the question of euthanasia, but also the pastoral response to this reality in their life as a country. And so we did invite him, and it was a very so the suggestion was very helpful and practical for us And we got some very good insights from the Cardinal. And I think he enjoyed being with the Canadian bishops for a number of days to see, to get to know the realities of the church in Canada better.
Could you talk to us, too, about some of the hopes you have for the future for the Church of Canada? You mentioned some of the challenges you're facing. What are some of the positive things that you see in the Canadian Church?
Well, as president of the conference, there's one reality, but when you see the life of the church in a way, from the ground up, it's wonderful. You know, the Diocese of Hamilton is where I am bishop. It's a very vibrant diocese, and there are a good number of vocations. So there's a real interest to serve the church on the part of a young man, and there are vocations to religious life, which is a good sign for women's communities there. And there are a lot of lay people who are involved in the life of the church at many levels. So it's very, very hopeful. A very interesting thing that we did last year was that happened last year in Canada was that the northern dioceses, and I think I've spoken to you about this, became part of what they call the common law of the church. So they are no longer missionary dioceses, although they are missions, but they become the responsibility of the church in Canada to care for them and to support them in one way or another. And that's kind of an exciting new way for us. The Diocese of Hamilton and the Diocese of St. Catharines have been asked to work with the Diocese of Churchill Hudson Bay. And so Bishop Kroetke is going to visit us, and we'll have a good chat with him, and the Presbyteral Council and the pastoral offices will meet with him to talk about how we might be able to support him. And the schools are interested. The hospitals are already working in Iqaluit, one of the larger communities in his territory. So there's going to be a lot of collaboration, and I think it's looks interesting for the future for us.
Excellent. Now, Bishop, one last question for you. We're drawing close to the end of the Extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Could you tell us a little bit about the experience of the Church in Canada, and in particular maybe your diocese, for this past year, and also what Pope Francis wants us not just to be 1 year of mercy, but to carry that forward as well. Can you talk about your experience of the Year of Mercy?
Well, yes, I can. Have you got a long time? But we had a wonderful experience, the Year of Mercy for us. We started with the opening of the Holy Door in the cathedral, and the response to that was beyond expectation. When I went down into the hall where we began our celebration, and the people were standing shoulder to shoulder, it was packed. And if I think the fire department had been there, they might have shut us down. But anyway, we made our way up into the church. It took a long time to come through the Holy Door, and the church was packed to standing room. So that celebration was really a tremendous success, if you want, a tremendous moment of grace for the church. And I remember thinking, well, this is a great procession. It's a procession to God, and I'm so grateful to be part of it. And through the year, priests and parish councils would rent buses and bring in parishioners, and they'd make their way through the Holy Door. They would say their prayers. They would perhaps celebrate Mass. There was opportunity for confession. And through the year, this happened, and many of our parishes, we named six, because we have six deaneries, Sacred Heart parishes as special places of pilgrimage. And so they had opportunities through the year. So it was a wonderful experience, and I think it caused people to reflect more on God's mercy. I've prepared and sent out now to the parishes. It'll be out this weekend. A letter just encouraging them, while we reflected on mercy this year, you know, it does go on. It does go on. And we all become missionaries of mercy, in a sense, by going out and showing forth the mercy that God offers us all the time.